There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Time now to catch up with Neha Punia. She's in New Delhi for us. Good evening to you, Neha.
Hi, Claire and Ali. How are you guys?
We're good, thank you. Thanks for joining us as ever. And let's start with your first story this evening. India's Defence Minister responding to China's threats on the Doklam border standoff and telling Parliament that the country is more than capable of defending itself.
Absolutely. And what a contrast this is, Claire and Sally, from what we heard from the Indian government only last week when you had India's Foreign Minister, Sushma Swaraj, speak in Parliament itself, where she said that India doesn't want war with Pakistan. Last week, the Indian government had said that diplomacy was the only way forward to resolve this border standoff that's gone on for almost 2 months now. But today you have the Defence Minister Arun Jaitley very categorically saying that India's armed forces are strong enough to meet any kind of challenge to the country's security. And he also stressed on the fact that India has learned its lesson from the 1962 war that India fought with China, that India incidentally lost. Now, it's important to note that China has referred to this particular war multiple times while issuing warnings to India, asking it to withdraw its troops from Doklam. And today we've heard a retort of sorts from the Indian Defence Minister saying, yes, we might have lost the war in 1962. Today we're more than capable of addressing any kind of threat to our border security. And he's also gone on to say that since the 1962 war, India's army has only strengthened itself and will go to any extent to ensure that India's borders are safe. And this is coming in the backdrop of China's foreign ministry saying that the clock is ticking now on some sort of military confrontation between the two countries. So both sides, in a sense, escalating the rhetoric, both sides speaking more and more often of war.
Now, Neha, there's the story coming out of Bangladesh of a man pretending to be wheelchair-bound. He was caught trying to smuggle 25 kilos of gold out of the country.
And believe it or not, he had that much gold strapped to his thighs while he was in that wheelchair, which is why he managed to get away from a security check initially. But what tipped officials off that something was not quite right here was the fact that this individual, Mr. Jameel Akhtar, had traveled abroad 13 times this year, which is why they were a bit suspicious about his reasons for moving out of the country so often. And like you said, it was 25 kgs of gold that was strapped to his body. He was arrested at Bangladesh's main airport, and the total valuation for that amount of gold was $1.5 million. And this is the largest haul that Bangladesh officials have made this year. And it's emerging more and more often that there have been multiple instances of gold being smuggled out of Bangladesh, mostly into India, because India is the world's biggest gold consumer. Of late, we've seen higher import duties on gold in India, which is why many are taking the illegal route to bring gold into the country. In May this year, you had a man who was caught at Dhaka's airport trying to smuggle 600 kgs of gold. You had a man caught posing as a wheelchair user again last year who tried to smuggle out 23 kgs of gold. But clearly, authorities are on high alert, especially when it comes to individuals who might be traveling in and out of the country very often.
Let's talk about Pakistan's ousted PM, Nawaz Sharif. He's holding a mega rally from Islamabad to Lahore to prove he still enjoys the public support. An estimated 6,000 people gathering along that route. That sounds like a big deal.
Absolutely. And his party is calling it the homecoming rally, in a sense reiterating that he might not be in power anymore, but Nawaz Sharif is still pretty much calling all the shots in Pakistan. He left his house in Islamabad around noon local time today, and he's still making his way to Lahore, a journey that generally only lasts about 2 hours, but he's making a show out of it. And currently, officials say there are at least 8,500 people on the ground there who have stopped to see what the former prime minister has to say. He's also addressing them at various stops on the route. And it's important to note that Nawaz Sharif is holding this rally just a few weeks after he was ousted from power over graft allegations. Ever since, his party has nominated another prime minister, someone who's a stand-in for his brother. But as far as Nawaz Sharif is concerned, he cannot become prime minister again because he's been disqualified for life by the Supreme Court. But he's clearly making a point here that he's still the people's prime minister. The Supreme Court might have removed him, but the people still want him to be front and center as far as governance in Pakistan is concerned. There was also a bit of a scare because there was a bomb blast along this route a few days ago. So there's tight security on the ground, but that's certainly not deterred Nawaz Sharif supporters who've come out in massive numbers.
Now, moving on to a couple of Indian police officers who falsely claimed that they climbed Mount Everest. What happened to them?
It's the bizarrest story, really, because this happened last year, Clarence Ali, when you had this couple from the Indian state of Maharashtra. They're both constables with the police force. They're married, and they claimed they had become the first Indian couple ever to scale Mount Everest. Now, this is a huge deal. They were felicitated at different events. India's tourism ministry also reportedly verified their climb and said that, yes, this couple had in fact done what they had claimed. But a few months ago, it emerged that they may have been lying. And what let the cat out of the bag, in a sense, was the photos they presented as proof. So you had a few mountaineers who came out and said that we were on Mount Everest doing the same trek that they claimed to have done and we didn't see them. Then you had another mountaineer who came out and said, those pictures are mine and they have been doctored by this couple. And that set off this probe that was carried out where you had the photographs being examined by a forensic team. The couple was questioned. They were suspended from the police force. And now it has emerged that they were in fact lying. They never scaled Mount Everest, and they've now been sacked from the police force. And what's more, Nepal has banned them from entering the country for the next 10 years. And it's quite likely that a probe on this particular claim is going to be carried out in Kathmandu as well.
It's a pretty big lie to tell, isn't it?
8,000 feet to be very, very precise.
Exactly. Okay, thanks very much to you, Neha. Good to have you on as ever. Good night to you. Neha Punier there, talking to us from New Delhi, catching us up on stories from the subcontinent. Okay.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.